John, you went to a wedding?
I did. Last Sunday, we didn't... when we created our schedule for Fully Committed, which is running through September 7th, by the way, we took last Sunday off because I said I had a previous engagement. Well, the previous engagement was a friend in Chicago who was getting married for the second time.
Okay.
Now, I attended her first wedding as well, which was in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. This wedding was... it was last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, and it was in Chicago at a church, and it's one of those churches, you know, the new kind of the Elmbrook memorials, mm-hmm. It's kind of this
non-denominational,
but a little bit fundamental.
Right.
I mean, it's really kind of, you know, we're all kind of 30 to 45 year olds who have really good jobs, really good incomes, and we don't really like gay people. Okay, it's kind of like no gays. There are no gays in the church, and I talked to my friend Sarah, and she says, "Well, they've got this. You know, it's the gay thing just doesn't fly here." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Were you gonna walk in with a billboard or something?
Walk in and say, "Hi, I'm gay."
No, but wait, I went and bought a beautiful suit. I thought, well, I'm gonna, you know, not because I wanted to prove anything, but let me tell you, I get to the wedding, I go to the reception, I find my name, the little name card, and I see that I'm at table 9. I go to table 9. There are all these 8 tops. Well, there's only 6 people at my table, and we're all gay.
Oh, no. It's like the little kid's table at Thanksgiving.
I was at the gay table. I was like, oh, my God. I looked around and I said, we're all gay. All the people are kind of looking over like, those are the gay people.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, the fight
so
over the centerpiece.
So who is at my table but the first husband? Because the first husband... I'm telling you the truth. I go to the wedding in Washington, D.C., you know, 9 years ago, and the husband walks, or, you know, I meet the husband. He's like, I know you're just such a fabulous friend of Sarah. And I'm like,
Oh my God.
David Guest.
I turned to my friend and said, he's gay. I just know I recognize the walk. And the talk. He's gay. So, of course, he comes to find out that he is gay, divorces Sarah. And then...
Comes to find out is gay?
It's like, yeah. Realize. Well, when did you find out?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you maybe when...
John, you know that's interesting.
Can I tell you what he does for a living? Think. What does he do for a living?
Interior decorator.
He's a hairdresser.
Okay.
Okay. So, and it's like, well, your husband's a hairdresser. And not that all hairdressing men are gay. I mean, that's not what I'm saying.
Pretty much.
But, no, not always. But this one is. So, anyway, he's at the wedding. The second wedding. A week ago Sunday. Doing hair and makeup.
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He is doing hair and makeup for the bride and the bridesmaids. Okay, he's sitting at our table, which he's a good friend of mine, Scott. He's a good friend of mine. He's wearing really tight leather pants and a floral see-through top. And I'm like, he's wearing a floral see-through top and he's sitting at my table. I bought a suit to sit at the gay table. And sitting next to me is Patty and her girlfriend, Alex. Alex, who is wearing a suit not unlike mine. And a tie that was nicer than mine.
Oh my goodness.
I know from across the room, people were like, well, there's a girl and her boyfriend. No, it's a woman. And Patty is rubbing on Alex. I was like, this is almost, I don't know. I feel like a black person in the 60s.
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, we are sitting at the gay table. And every time Scotty got up to go fix the hair the bride at the main table, he came flying back to sit at the gay table.